This is a tremendously powerful work to me, especially the moment when the Robert E. Lee statue was covered but not yet relocated is a metaphor to me about the ways that racism, anti-Semitism, and prejudice have so often been papered over rather than eradicated.
The Robert E. Lee monument was the center of the Unite the Right rally in 2017, where white nationalists and Ku Klux Klansmen and neo-Nazis converged on Charlottesville under the pretext of protesting the proposed removal of the monument. This rally resulted in violent confrontations with counter-protesters, resulting in the injury of more than 30 people and the death of one counter-protester, Heather Heyer. I think for many Americans, this rally represented the moment when it became apparent that anti-Semitism and racism were not things of the past. They were very much alive today. After the rally, the city council of Charlottesville ordered that the monument be covered in a black tarp. It struck me that the form that resulted was kind of like a ready-made answer to the question of what to do with these racist monuments from the past. So I decided to remake the sculpture in that form to freeze that moment in time.
I remember growing up as the daughter of a Holocaust survivor with grandparents who were Auschwitz survivors and thinking, never again would we see this. And of course, we are seeing this again and again. And anti-Semitism seems to be, like those monuments, just visible and populating place after place, city after city. Covering up a monument does not cover up what the monument signifies.
Civil War monuments began to be built in the early 20th century, precisely when immigrants were coming over in very large numbers. It was a way to lay claim to a different past in the face of what was going on in the present. Charlottesville rocked the core of so many people in this country because it was so overt. There were white supremacists, Klansmen, neo-Nazis marching openly in the 21st century. Groups of people who descended on Charlottesville to make claim to a white nation in which African Americans and Jews and many others, they thought, had no part, no claim. And for me, speaking as a Jew, Jews will not replace us, sent chills up my spine. And I think even in this moment that's been defined by many fractures between the Black and Jewish communities, this was a key reminder that right-wing hate groups have always linked Blacks and Jews together as groups who they regard as subversive and not truly of American stock. To me, it's this in-between moment where it was covered up, forces around the event wanted it removed, others were strident that it had to stay, it was part of American history. It was this contested moment where there was a certain paralysis about what to do. To me, it's a moment of contestation, but also a moment that mirrors the way that we've papered over these events rather than openly confronted them.